Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking
Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. This is Buddy, your handyman. Going to be here until noontime making all sorts of noise about your house. And I can't think of a better way to wake up on a Saturday morning than to come up here and just yak a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we have a lot of folks from Louisiana in town this weekend. And a lot of Tiger fans with the EAUX, so, you know. So today you're going to be Boudreaux Slowick.
Boudreaux
Slowick, just in case we have some folks from out of state listening. We will honor your traditions.
I live 2-3 miles down the street. Take left, go right.
Go left. So we're going to get in the Boudreaux and go get that big alligator.
Okay. I want to make those people understand how I'm speaking. They probably don't get it at all. He's talking English. We don't get that.
A little French accent to it, a little Creole and Cajun.
Gee whiz.
But yeah, what a great day. Yesterday, one of the prettiest days, I bet, of the year so far.
Yeah.
It was picturesque and beautiful. You can't remember back to like March and April because it seems like 2 years ago. So this part, it was a great way to kick off fall.
It really was a great day. I mean, I had my roof down all day. It was a great day. And somebody walked past me at the grocery store and said, "What a great day to have a convertible."
Of course it is.
Yes, it is.
I thought this out many years ago.
Really?
But, I mean, what a beautiful day today. Everybody is
at home. It's going to be nice, too.
As far as the big three with Ole Miss State and Southern. Yep. A lot of tourists coming in, a lot of people coming in from Tennessee, a lot of folks coming in from Alabama, Jacksonville State. Jacksonville, a beautiful town over there. And then a lot of people that we know how Louisiana State travels. So it'll be people from all over the state.
Where are they playing?
In Oxford.
Okay.
Yeah, Ole Miss and LSU. LSU number 4, Ole Miss 11.
Yeah.
State has a top 15 opponent in.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And if they win, they'll be in the top 25. And
I hope they win. I really do. I'm pulling for State all the way.
Southern's playing a good Jacksonville State team that has played some really good opponents already up to this point.
All
but
right.
I think they're in the Conference USA, which is not the Sun Belt, so it's not a conference game, but the Eagles can get back in, you know, in good stead here by beating a good team. So everybody has a lot to gain today and a lot to lose.
A lot to lose as well. That's correct. Yeah, it's a big college football day today, particularly in this particular state. Of course, it is nationwide. Everybody's involved in college football and love it so
very
much.
Huge night last night in high school football, and then JUCO on Thursday nights. So I mean, you ramp up through the weekend, and then everybody's exhausted tomorrow, and then they go, "Okay, I might turn on an NFL game." You know,
well,
you're not turning on the Saints, that's for sure. They're terrible. Oh my God!
I know it's like hard. Some of those games are so hard to watch because they're such slaughters, and it just barely. So a lot of times the games, when the games like that are on, I'll just put on the Red Zone and watch everything.
Did you
that's
see
going
the
on.
One last night, Florida State and Virginia?
No, I didn't.
You know, I think that's the second top 25 team that has been beaten by an unranked team. And Virginia was not really, you know, polished up, it seemed, coming in. Florida State, would they beat Bama in the first week? I mean, they were on pace. Now, again, with this new format, two losses doesn't kill you. Yeah. You know, you can still get in the playoffs. But a big game last night as we were getting started, watching the end of that and hearing all of the big games going on and across the state, there were some great ones. And I always get one of my favorite calls on a Saturday from Miss Faye in West Point.
Right.
You know, we always cover West Point. West Point's one of like they're kind of like the Alabama of Mississippi.
Yeah,
you know,
for
when
sure.
it comes to high school football. And I love Miss Faye because she, you know, she'll always call me on Saturday. She knows I expect the call, so I get it at about 8:05. She goes, "Oh, what'd you think about the game?" And so yeah, we had a great conversation. But you know, that's what we are. We're a big network, but we're in every little community that, and all of them matter, man. They all mean something.
They all mean something
immensely to this state. And I love to, you know, with all the talk we had this week, and I know Mary had, we really focused on workforce development.
Yes.
And with the president of Heinz, what a great guy. I mean, such a wonderful man, has bought completely into the workforce development, you know, angles and things that are going on in the state.
Yes.
He understands the needs, and it's wonderful to see the partnership between community college and things like Build Mississippi and, say, Golden Barge Lines over there, and seeing how all of this kind of comes together where you can get in and get a job quickly and start making some great money.
That kind of thinking wasn't really happening a decade or two ago.
No, Mississippi wasn't building anything.
People weren't thinking about building a workforce and getting involved in the community like they are. And there's so much of that going on now.
Think about it.
Not only in the colleges, but in high schools and trade schools and just everywhere you can, even at home.
I think it says a lot about the leadership in Mississippi because, you know, we're coming from a time where we weren't really a juggernaut in growth.
Right.
And therefore, those jobs weren't really things you wanted to invest in because it's probably much less expensive to bring companies and folks in from surrounding states that already are doing that work.
Yeah.
But now that you see Mississippi growing at a pace that puts us up at the top of the ladder with GDP growth, the building, the energy use, the all the things that are coming, we would love to have our people doing this. And we still don't have enough to fill all the jobs, but hey, you're making headway and young folks are getting opportunities that have never been there for them. It doesn't mean you can't go to college. You can do both.
No, that's right. Yeah. But it's going to be a while before it, well, if we ever even catch up to the workload needed.
It'll be hard.
It'll be hard to get to that point where we have enough people to actually fill the positions that are out there.
And that's the way, and that's economies of scale. That it's very difficult to, you know, to have supply and demand of labor and jobs perfect equilibrium. So we're always going to need those folks coming in and out.
Yeah.
But you would rather 90%, 85% of these jobs to be taken by individuals who really want to get out there and earn a living and start learning a trade or a skill. And at the same time, you know, maybe they want to go get a degree. Maybe they want to make a career out of the HVAC or what. You can keep getting more knowledge as you go and become a much more well-rounded worker, too.
And gain in experience and gain in actually income and gain in your position on this earth.
I think one of the one of the jobs was after a week of training, I believe you can get on a barge as a worker for $35,000 to $37,000 out of the gate after a week of training. Yeah. And Heinz offers a program through that, and I believe they've also partnered with Golding over there in Vicksburg. But you know, people forget about how big and busy the river is.
Oh yes,
and a lot of the stuff coming in and out of Mississippi isn't going to just come on trucks and trains and airplanes. There's a big thoroughfare over there that has got a port, goes down to New Orleans and Memphis. So, I mean, I love seeing the state opened up a bit. I don't want to see us grow outside of our britches and start splitting at the seams because that's something you always worry about, right? But it is great to see areas that maybe did not have the spotlight on them for so long are now getting that and getting well-deserved attention for leadership and the growth. And that has everything to do with a lot of what we do here every day. People get up and go to work in this state.
Well, you know, what I'm beginning to see also is people who are service personnel who are coming into people's homes and doing work. The quality of those people has increased so very, very much where the actual service personnel are so better trained today than they were years ago, where they know not only their product really well and the ins and outs in the product and all the technology that may be involved in their product, but they also have people skills. They know how to deal with people, and that's just something that you didn't see years and years ago. You either had workers or you had people skills, or you didn't have both. Now you seem to have both, and I'm just really blown away by it. It just amazes me to no end.
I had a great opportunity to meet a gentleman the other day, owns a business, and learning how he started. He came over from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
He was young, married, and on the ground level, started cleaning, you know, hospitals or and let's say schools, and as far as the floors, and just a man that went to work and did this for years, and then seeing how, you know, he found a niche there in that world, and the amount of money he started making allowed him to expand and do other things. And it's amazing to see the growth of folks that come here, maybe that weren't even from here, that have invested their time and energy, and now you see that it's kind of blossoming, and things in Mississippi are taking different life. So I've enjoyed that, and you see great, as you said, that's why I wanted to mention that was the service I got from that individual, and both actually in a tree cutting that I had to have done, and in a tool rental. Man, I'm going to tell you, 5 years ago, I don't think we would have seen that kind of service and professionalism, not because it wasn't there, but it was harder to find.
It was harder to find.
I think now
there wasn't as much of it,
sure. Yeah, and so I was, for Res Rental and SDS who did the tree cutting, hey, those guys were amazing, and it's great to see that, because you didn't even have to ask. They're like, hey, yeah, we'll do this. Yeah, we'll do that's what we do. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's what we do. We do it well.
Most bang for the buck.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate them. And all those people from Louisiana should know that everybody out there who's listening from Louisiana, who's up there for the game or who's listening throughout the state, usually at the 11 o'clock hour, we do a music segment, and I have been doing a lot of New Orleans-type music and that kind of scene. I don't think there's a whole lot in there today involved in NOLA-type music, which I should have done, knowing that this is going to be a weekend full
of... I'll throw a couple of Alpha Brothers in there, like, a little yodeling Cajun style.
Yeah, there you go. Get that in there one time or other. All right, handyman stuff. Let's get on to some handyman stuff. First thing I want to mention is I called my brother this morning, who lives in Connecticut, and he and his lady just got back from their trip to New Hampshire and Vermont and just looking over things, and I was asking him about the leaves. I mean, I sit on my back porch, and I think I've told you before, and I sit out there and I just watch the woods. I love it. I just love watching the woods. But there's one tree that's beginning, it turned light lime green, and now it's turning yellow. But the rest of the tree is staying totally, totally, totally green. But he's claiming that he did see some foliage. It's started now. He really believes it'll be like a peak either next week or the week after. It'll start peaking. So if you're planning a trip to New England to see some of the fall beauty that's up there, it'd be a good time to... Getting right now. I really plan on going out there and getting things taken care of because it is worth seeing. It really is an amazing thing. And as I think Lance said a couple of weeks ago, are we even going to have a fall around here? I don't think so. It's just like, even next week, I saw on my phone that the temperature is supposed to go into the 90. It's supposed to be somewhere around 90 degrees next week even. I mean, come on, man.
It's that, you know, your immunity system is going to be tested a little bit, it looks like.
Well,
and there's a lot of dust, and damn, it hadn't been a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Hadn't had the mold either, so it's pretty, I mean, it's 90 degrees if it's only a day or two. I can stand it, but I'm done with 90 plus.
Well, I can deal with 90. 90 is okay, I can deal with that, because when it's 90 outside, it's kind of like, even if there's a tiny little breeze, it's like, it's comfortable. It really is, but much like I'm like you, much above 90. I don't want to mess with that stuff.
I'm ready to see some folks' projects of fire pits and backyards and things that they're doing to get ready for, which we know is happening. Is that time of year with the fire? You get out there and prop the feet up.
Enjoy it. Oh yeah.
Fire. Have you got any projects on the mind before it gets too cold that you're going to be doing around the house?
Well, I've been waiting for the 95 degree weather to go away, because I do have to take out a patio door, which is a French door. It's a single 3-0 door. It's in my bedroom, and it's the egress in my bedroom. It's the only egress that I have in there, and I'm going to take that door out because the glass in that door is only 22 inches wide, and it only allows so much light into my room. So I'm putting in its place a low-E glass vinyl window, and the window is a 5-foot-tall window, almost as tall as the door, but it has much more glass area and will allow much more light into the room. And because it's low-E glass, it's going to protect the room as well. So I have to get that project done. It'll be cool enough, yet it won't be hot. You know, it's time to do it. I know the house is going to be open for probably, if I'm any good, the house will only be open for one day. And I hope my plan is to have everything in stock at the house so I can do this without having to go back and pick something up. And hopefully that'll get done. But that's the project that I have planned for myself coming up.
I have a deck that's a wood. I had to replace the top a couple of times, the floorboards, and it's gotten soft. And
yeah,
a couple of them are connected. And I'm ripping that out this fall and going to put it concrete in instead of two concrete pads. It'll be about 15 by 15 and about 12 by 12.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a little bit of a project. But my brother-in-law, he knows the concrete world a little better. And
that's good.
So I'll be doing more of the deconstruction and building the frame for it. And guys come over and do the concrete.
Then turn into like his helper.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I'm not there when he shows up, because that's what he does for a living. He's in the construction world. And my brother, they're great. I learn a lot from those guys.
Yeah.
Just listening to them.
It's this time of year, a lot of people are looking at their decks and saying, maybe it's time. Because my deck is that way. It's like on the border of...
A little soft.
And some of the boards, I could replace them. But I don't know. Maybe it's time to just rethink the whole deck and redo the whole thing.
I think that's kind of, with... the experience over the years, I like having the deck itself.
Yeah,
I like the raised setup, of a foot and a half high. But I don't know if I want to go down to the ground. But, concrete to me in this setting, in the type of world we live in Mississippi, humidity, dampness, extreme cold and hot, I'm ready to go with concrete. I'm tired of replacing top boards.
Yeah, really.
It's going to be a project, but it's one that I think once done, I'm going to be very happy
with. You doing it soon?
Within the next 2 months,
Okay. So, yeah.
Before it gets, get that concrete poured before cold weather seeps in.
It will kick in, for sure. I hope, and that's a segment I had, or a paragraph I had today talking about getting your house ready for the colder weather. Is your house ready? It should be. We'll talk about that a little later. And if you have any comments about that, we'd sure like to hear what you have to say. Send us a text line. I haven't looked what's going on. Text line, all sorts of stuff. There's still... wishing the Tigers good luck, people are.
Nellie's kind of poked the bear on the door on the way out the door, and she goes, "Go Tigers!" So that was a lingering effect.
That's okay. She's from the from
NOLA. I enticed her to do it. I said, "You gotta do that."
She's from NOLA, so it's okay. It's all right. She can be like that. All right. Coming up next, we've got Nikki. Nikki's from Pure Air Consultants is going to talk to us about air conditioners and heatings and heating units and what should be done this time of year. So you stick with us right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studio. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be right back after a short break.
Now look at yourselves. I make the big plays and the big games. You don't. Yeah, you would have made All-State if Coach put you in. Keep telling that story or you can actually play the game. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you in the starting lineup. I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets. And finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi.
We all hear the radio ad.
Boston, love them. I think even Louisiana people can like that. That's good stuff. All right, on the phone, Nikki from Pure Air Consultants. Good morning, Nikki. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. It's a beautiful day, and it's a wonderful day to be out and about, and it's great to have you on the phone today. And the first segment I was talking about how I really do think that in this day and age, service personnel that actually comes into your home and does work in your house has improved so much more. The people are so much more one-talented. They understand technology, and yet they have some people skills as well. And I think I say that because I've recently had one of your service personnel at my house taking care of a situation. And I was impressed with how professional they were.
Thank you. I appreciate that. They better be.
They better. You know, that sounds like a threat to me, Nikki.
Seriously, they really are good guys. You know, we really try to give them ongoing training throughout the year.
Yeah.
Anytime we hear about training with our vendors, training online, any type of training at all where we can equip these guys with the latest and greatest on new and upcoming technology, we try to equip them because everything in our industry is changing every day.
Oh,
and we have to keep them abreast on everything that's changing.
Yeah, the HVAC industry, technology and just changes in the industry are coming so fast. It's like, I don't know how you keep up. I really don't. But
I used to know my stuff, but I learn stuff every day now.
Yeah.
I feel like a kindergartner again. I have to go to school every day to learn stuff. I mean, it's unreal. Everything is changing so fast in our industry that, I mean, I have to read things every single day to learn about new things, and some of the different manufacturers are different, like how things are installed, and it's just everything is different now.
Yeah, and it's important that you follow the manufacturer's suggestions as to how it gets done, whatever it is. Whatever you're installing or fixing, but that's so very important. But what your service personnel did at my house is twice a year I get you guys to come over and just look at my unit, my HVAC unit, for just to clean it and inspect it and make sure it's up well loaded like it should be and not have any cloggage anywhere. And that, I think that's important. That's important to keep. It keeps my unit in good shape for sure, and I'm glad of that. But those who don't do it can really lose a lot of efficiency in their unit by not doing that.
Yes, you certainly can. You know, I tell everybody, and I've said it on this show a million times, it's just like changing the oil in your vehicle.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, it could void your warranty, number one. It prolong, you know, you're going to lose the life of your vehicle. So having your system maintained, it keeps your warranty intact, it prolongs the life of your equipment, it keeps it running efficiently, you know, it saves you money on your utility bills, it prevents breakdowns.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, that's why it's called preventative maintenance. You call us in so that we can tell you, hey, these things are about to happen.
Right.
Or we see these parts are getting weak. Just a heads up, you may have to replace these things in the very near future. You know, and on those maintenance calls, we may say, you know, if you want to go ahead and replace this, we can do it now, or you can, you know, some people like to wait until it completely goes out. That's up to them. But that's why it's called preventative maintenance. We give you a heads up on the things that may be coming down the pipe.
And it works for them. But we also
check your drain lines. You know, check all the amps and pressures and, you know, clean, like I said, clean your drain lines, check your filter, but you should be checking your filter monthly.
Oh, that's one thing
that homeowners should do.
Well, what surprised me is when he came to my house and was checking things out, I had a little question later for him, and I said, when you check the unit upstairs and check the unit outside, did you find dog dander and a lot of... He said, no, it's clean as a whistle up there. But you know what that has to do with, I think, is there's... Nikki, there's dander all over my house because I know I vacuum it a lot, dog hair and dander. But I do regularly, every 30 days, change my filters on the return air, and I think that has a lot to do with keeping the unit clean.
Absolutely it does. If you keep those filters changed, your coil is going to stay cleaner, your blower housing is going to stay cleaner, and your ductwork is going to stay cleaner. You know, this time of the year, well, soon, when it gets cooler, we're going to be inside more.
Yeah.
And the air in your home is 2 to 5 times, if not higher, more polluted than the air you breathe outside. So we do a lot of air duct cleaning, and that's something else that people should consider this time of year is having your air ducts cleaned. We're NADCA certified, which is the National Air Duct Cleaning Association. So we come in and we clean your air ducts. We clean them to the National Air Duct Cleaning Association standards. So that includes cleaning and sanitizing your evaporator coil, your drain line, your blower housing, and all of your supply and return lines, so that you're not breathing in all of that polluted air. And if somebody just bought a house, they're breathing in all of the living habits of everyone who ever lived there before them.
Right.
It's pretty scary if you think about it.
It's also... If you buy a new house, a lot of times the ducts aren't nearly as clean as you think a new house would have ducts because of the construction.
That's true.
The construction building of it just allows so much dust and dirt inside the duct system. It's just not. And again, if people have not like had their ducts checked in 20 years or ever, wow, it is amazing what you will find inside those ducts. If somebody who goes in there cleans them, they'll go, wow, this was really a mess. And that's, we're breathing that air.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of allergy issues, and especially if this isn't their home, you know, their first, if they haven't been the first person to live in that home.
Yeah.
I had a lady call me last week, and... she said, you know, her daughter was having horrible allergies and they just didn't understand it. She's never had this problem before. And we were just talking and, you know, it just came up in the conversation. They've lived in this house for 2 years. And she said, they didn't understand because this is the second year in a row that she's had these issues.
Sure.
And she's never had this issue before. And I said, well, how long have you lived in this area? And she said, all our life. And I said, well, how long have you lived in this home? She said, 2 years. I said, well, is she allergic to anything? And she said, well, cats, but we don't have a cat.
Yeah.
And I said, well, maybe the person who lived there before you had a cat.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I don't know that. So we cleaned her duct system. And after we cleaned her duct system out, and it's been, you know, like I said, a week or so now, she called me back and she's like, I can't believe this, but she's not having issues anymore.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It may be a coincidence. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a coincidence, Nikki.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's amazing how really it can improve the quality of your life just by getting those ducts clean from time to time. And Yeah, it's an expense that you don't want to put out, but it's an investment in making sure that the air in your home is as quality as it can be. Because, as you said earlier, it's a known fact the inside air is more polluted than outside air, generally speaking. So getting everything properly taken care of that can be taken care of to make it as clean as it can be is really what you should do, and cleaning the ducts is a part of that.
Right, and it is an expense that, you know, you don't want, but at the same time, your family's health is an expense that you don't want to spare.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you don't, you know, your family's health is more important than anything.
Yeah, having allergies is like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like,
But maintenance on your system is super important. And, of course, clean air is super important. So either one of those needs, Pure Air Consultants can help you out with. We are here for your service, your maintenance, air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning for residential, commercial, industrial. We can cover it all for you.
And on top of that, and because of your name, I'm going to say this just, and I probably say it every time you're on the air, you guys do installation of entire units, whether it be the upstairs unit, the condenser, whether it be residential or commercial, and that's a big part of your business is the installation of new units. And you do that kind of regularly, but people don't understand that some of the best units and the best prices you can get are by calling Pure Air Consultants. You'll be happy with their product. You'll be happy with their work. And I think
thank you so much. We feel that way. We feel like we give quality work at a quality price. We may not be the cheapest in town, but you don't want it the cheapest in town because you don't want the cheapest work.
No,
that's the way I look at it.
Or the cheapest.
You're going to get quality work.
Or the cheapest equipment. You don't really want that because
that's right.
I mean, that can run you aground as well. It really can.
That is right.
And you've always dealt with quality equipment, and that's very, very important. I mean, I have a quality unit in my house, and I'm just happy as I can be with it. It does what I want it to do. Matter of fact, it does more than I want it to do. It's a great unit. But Pure Air Consultants is somebody I think you should really get in touch with. How do they do that?
They can call us at 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420. Or they can find us online at www.mypureairconsultants.com.
And by going to that website, you will just pick up a lot of good information on that as to how you can call, what you should do, how you should take care of your unit, full of good information. And if you have a question because something is not absolutely to your liking or something's not right with your heating and cooling unit, call Nikki and call Pure Air Consultants and ask them about it. They may come look at it. They may say, no, all you need to do is, you know. But at any rate, it's worth making the call and finding out about it. These are people who care about other people and will take care of any kind of need that you may have. So it's important that you
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
So I think it's important that you do it.
Thank you, buddy. Your kind words are amazing. And, you know, we've been locally owned and operated for over 21 years. And
right.
You don't stay in business that long without doing the right thing. And that's exactly what we do. We always do the right thing. And we take care of our customers. We value and we care about our customers. That is our number one goal, is to keep our customers happy and to do the right thing.
You know, when people put that as number one in their list of things to do in their business, is take care of their people, not only the people that work for them, but the people they're servicing as well. And then the rest of the business kind of falls behind, number two, number three, number four, whatever it be. That really makes a better business, I think. It really, really does, regardless of whether you're selling 2x4s or you're selling air conditioning heating units, so it doesn't matter. Service is so, so important. The people that you meet are really representative of the company, and that's who you're that's how you're going to form your opinion.
I agree.
So, well, I think it's important that people understand that these are the people you should call if you've got problems with your heating and air unit, and they can help you anyway. What new do we need to know about heating and air?
Oh, buddy, we could be here all day long. you know, there's the new refrigerant that's out. It's called R454. That is the new refrigerant. They no longer are manufacturing the 410A refrigerant units. You can still get the refrigerant, so no one needs to fear if they have a 410 unit. You can still get the refrigerant for it. They're still making parts for those units. There's still some of those units floating around out there, you know, and you can still get those and have them installed if you're lucky enough to find one.
Right.
But, you know, the price of the 454 equipment did go up. You're not going to see heating and air conditioning equipment coming down in the future at all.
Yeah.
You're just going to see it continuing to go up.
It's going to get more.
So expensive. If you're waiting, if you've gotten a quote for heating and air conditioning equipment and you're waiting, you know, to see if you're going to get a decrease on it, you know, if it's, the price is going to go down, you're waiting for the wrong reason. You're not gonna see that.
Well, Nikki, we're about running out of time. One more time on that phone number quickly.
601-939-7420.
Pure Air Consultants. Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate the time you spent with us, and talk to you next time.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hi, I'm Josh.
The Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slower. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise. And thank you, Nikki, for being part of what we're doing here at Pure at Super Talk Mississippi. Pure, she's from Pure Consultants, of course. Great organization.
Nothing but great things about them all over.
Oh, they're so good. I mean, there's nobody better to take care of your HVAC unit than them. And I don't care who you're using. Pack is better. They really got their ducks in a row. Really do a good job.
Been around for a while, too.
Been around for a long while.
Means a lot. Hey, I want to say one thing. Thank you for the great information earlier as Buddy and I were having a conversation. I love it when a first-time listener tells me how terrible of a job I do. Let me tell you something. If you think you can come in here and do my job better than me from the 662, I welcome you to come try it. And number two, if you want to try that, why don't you give me your address and where you work, and I'll come sit there and critique you.
I have to mention something about
that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anybody that wants to pop off about the job I do 6 days a week up here, come on up here and say it to my face say it to my bosses.
I'm going to add to that. Now that Lance is on, I'm going to jump in. I was yesterday at a store, and this young man who I see probably biweekly or every other week or so, and he wants so badly to get into radio, and he talks about producers. And I said, well, a producer is like an amazing person. People don't realize that they exist. And a good producer enhances an actual program and will be a part of the program actually by taking part in it and adding to it or maybe not adding, whatever. I said, and the producer I have, I'm talking about Lance, he's not afraid to jump in and add some great touches to what we talk about. And I appreciate it, Lance. I don't care what people say about it.
Oh, I do my job, man, and I try to do it impeccably. I'm not in here because I'm an idiot and I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
If I didn't know what I was talking about, I'd shut up.
Yeah, yeah. But well, when it comes to that time, I'll just tell you to shut up. How'd that be? That's not fair to you.
You're the boss.
You're the boss. Well, not really. The big boss isn't here. Good enough. All right. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about power nailers. Do-it-yourself power nailers. I mean, it's about time to give up that hammer and nailing situation. And power nailers are great, great tools. They've been using them on construction sites for years with compressors and hoses, or they've been using a gas cartridge in them to use them. But they're making also nowadays power nailers with battery operated. And there are a number of really good ones out there. And I think, in my opinion, a battery-operated power nailer is really a better thing to do for a DIY person than having to worry about a compressor and a hose and always getting that out every time you want to do a project. Whereas if you have a battery-operated power nailer, well, you can just go get your battery and connect it to it and go to work. Now, it will be a little heavier than a lot of your other type nailers, the battery operator will, because it's a little heavier, because the battery's heavy, for sure it is. But they make it also in a brad nailer. They make an 18-gauge or a 16-gauge. An 18-gauge is it's just smaller nails are used. And you don't really have to do much to fill those holes. A 16-gauge is a little larger nail, but it has more holding power. So it's just a matter of what you really want to achieve. If you use a 16-gauge nail, you may have to fill a little bit in the hole that you actually use to put up, like, trim or anything like that. Now, you can also get a framing nailer, which actually uses common nails, which works very, very well. And they are two different type nails, whether you have a brad nailer and a power nailer or a framing nailer. But I think with all of the different types that are available, yes, I really think that a battery-operated nailer, power nailer, is really the way to go for a DIY type person because it's always available. You don't use it that much anyway, and when you want to use it, it's there, and it's easy to use, it's easy to hook up, and you don't have to hassle with hoses, and you don't have to hassle with tanks or pancake compressors or whatnot, or extension cords to plug it in, or noise. Those darn compressors can... Using a compressor on a nailer all day long can be really loud. It really can take up some time and really just be too loud. So a lot of the professionals use gas-powered, or there's a gas cartridge you can put in there that'll actually power it up and work pretty well. But I really do believe that the battery-operated nailer is better for your at home, and it's the type that we should be using. And there's a lot of, everybody has them, and there's a lot of great ones out there. But I think it should be what people really care about and people get involved with is battery nailers, battery powered nailers. And yeah, of course, they're going to be a little more expensive, but I'm telling you, there's so much better than a hammer and a nail. A hammer and a nail can. We've been using that for years, and we still use it regularly all the time. But mostly you're going to see power nailers being used around almost everywhere. Everything they build today is done with power nails. So I think that's important. Hey, take a minute and tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware. You talk about power nailers. They've got all the stuff in stock that you'll ever need. They have the Eco? Eco, yeah, their battery operated equipment, long whether it's a lawnmower or whether it's a power nailer or whatever it is, a drill or whatever it can be, they have it. Revel is a great store. They have great. We talked earlier about how important I think service is, and you'll find that at Revel Ace Hardware, almost all of their stores are. There's no almost to it. All of their stores are great, and they really care about taking care of their customers and making sure their customers get exactly what they want. Never will they pay too much, and always will they get good service. And on top of that, in there, they have a power equipment center next to this store in Pearl, and it's just full of great, great power equipment and all of the products to take care of that. They do repairs as well, and I'm telling you, Revel is a great store. Go see my friends at Revel Ace Hardware and tell them you heard about them on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and you'd like to do some business with them. You'll only walk in the door to do business with them one time. After that, man, you're hooked. It's like Revel's going to be where I'm going to go to get my stuff taken care of, because they do take care of business. All right. Shifting gears a little bit. We're going from power nailers to chainsaws. Well, there's an item that really, oh, wow. The best type would be you can get a battery-operated chainsaw nowadays. You really can. But there's a lot of things that you should consider before you go to using a chainsaw. And that's all of the safety equipment that's necessary with a chainsaw to get. If you do it yourself, or you need at least a pair of safety goggles. Safety goggles work a great, great deal in helping you out. Now, you can also get a helmet with a face shield, and it has earmuffs on it as well. The helmets are complete and will protect you from any kind of, because when you're working with a chainsaw, wood chips fly all over the place. So you've got to have something to protect you from that. And we'll talk about that a little more after our music segment. Coming up on some news, it's Fox National News and local news coming your way. And you're listening to the Buddy Slowup on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back. Don't you go away.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. When you're a part of a team, every player has to pull their weight and support one another. Farm Bureau does exactly that. Their team ensures I've got competitive rates and exceptional customer service to support them. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with them.
This is Home Answers Radio.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Hey, welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll tell you a little more about Build Mississippi after a while. And I did want to mention also, thank you, Marshall. Marshall from Terry texted us and said he has a brad nailer, a framing nailer, a coil roof nailer. It's a do-it-yourselfer, by the way. And he has a 22-inch chainsaw with gloves and a shield and all the stuff that's necessary. We'll pick that up. We'll pick up talking about chainsaws after we do a music segment. This is the music segment. We're going to start with a group called Appalachian White Lightning. And the song is called Dust My Broom. It's a great, great song. First off, White Lightning is a is dedicated to a deceased guitar player named Steve Clark of Def Leppard. And that's what, because he was labeled White Lightning because he was like kind of crazy on stage, would run from one side to the other. But and that's what White Lightning is all about. But the artist for White Lightning is Tom Zippy. At Copeland, and generally a five-piece band. They've changed personnel many times, but a great song. Let's listen to "Dust My Broom," White Lightning, the Appalachian. Sound. Appalachian White Lightning. Good sound. I enjoy it very much. Hey, we're going to do a song next by Ringo. Who? Ringo Starr. You remember Ringo? Well, Ringo has done a lot of great things since the Beatles. He has played with his all-star band all over the place. But he did a song called The No-No Song. And it's the lyrics, a lot of people, I think, live by the lyrics today because many people have been through a lot of the things that this song talks about and have come out the other side and realized, not going to do that anymore. But it's called The No-No Song. It was written by Hoyt Axton, by the way. And he wrote many big hit songs, a lot of hit songs with the Three Dog Night.
How could you not have hit songs with the name Hoyt Axton? Right. That's strong.
Right. Hoyt Axton wrote many great, pretty good artist himself as well. But the lyrics are a big part of many people's lives in the No-No Song. So let's listen to Ringo do the No-No Song.
That I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't
flown. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. Well, I said, no, 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 I can't take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Yeah, and if the shoe fits, wear it. And I think the shoe fits a lot of people.
Got to know when to say when, right?
Yeah, really, really. I think many people have said when already. It's enough already, enough. That's a great song, great song. Ringo Starr is kind of a funny guy anyway. Kind of fun to listen to and fun to listen to while I listen or watch.
I find him the most entertaining of the Beatles. I mean, he's such a, his personality is so very different than the rest of it.
Well, that's what he was more than the Beatles, as an entertainer and a performer, whereas the Beatles were just musicians who played and played very well, but still, when you talk about performance and actually performing on a stage, Ringo was probably the performer.
Oh. The best name of all of them, too.
Ringo's Richard Starkey. Man, I might as well get it right.
They came up with a good one, though. You
know? That's a good song. All right, moving on, we're going to pick a guy named Marcus King, and I've played him once before. Marcus King is great, from South Carolina, singer, guitarist, a songwriter, a lead singer, a band leader. He studied with Duane Allman and B.B. King, and he studied jazz performance and theory, and is an exceptional musician. His father, Marvin King, was pretty famous as far as a blues musician. And 11 years old, Marcus played on his dad's album for the very first time, and played guitar on the album. At 11 years old, that's how good he really is. And he's still a very young man. Loves his old Cadillacs and just great to listen to. So let's listen to Marcus King singing The Well. Good song. Marcus King. Somebody said we didn't say Hoyt well. We said Hoyt well. I thought we said Hoyt well. H-O-Y-T.
Hoyt. Yeah. Hoyt. Hoyt Axton. Hoyt. Yeah, strong, man. Love that name.
Well, a lot of comments on the text line, but we would not worry about that very much. We'll get to that after a while. All right. Music. A group called Palace. Been around for a while. They started in 2012, and they have a song called Bitter. But they were formed in London in 2012 as an alternate rock band and perform headline tours worldwide for many festivals and also tours, and have done 4 studio albums and many, many LPs. Their lead singer is Leo Windham. And, he sort of struggled with anxiety, and when COVID came along, he had a really bad case of COVID, so they had to take a little sabbatical and take some time off, but they came back pretty strong, and they, great song called Palace, Palace is a great group. They did a song called Bitter. We're going to listen to it, so let's listen to Bitter from Palace. I bet all those people who are in Mississippi for the games that are going on today, I bet on their handyman show in their area, they don't have a rock and roll segment. Unique. We do a rock and roll segment right here. Last group we're going to do is an outtake on is a group called Lettuce. And I saw Lettuce, I don't know, 5 years or 6 years ago. And Lettuce is an instrumental rock band. They play mostly instrumental music. And they are wonderful, from Boston. And they do some great, great, great music. They played at Dueling Hall, as a matter of fact, in Jackson, where I went to see them and heard them. And it was like blown away at how good they were. Plus, I got to meet them. We were having lunch at one of the restaurants next door, and they were there eating, and we were talking to them. And super people. I mean, wow. And they've been traveling. They're still traveling today, and still traveling a lot. And a lot of people enjoy listening to Lettuce, because Lettuce is just such a great, great band. Huge band. I mean, it's not like, you know, a two or three piece band. It's like, I think there's eight or nine pieces in it with horns.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got horns, obviously.
Yeah, they got
and
horns.
I love their graphic art for their album covers and such. Oh, it's great stuff. Man.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, but there's a whole bunch of other album covers that look really, you know, amazing stuff. So Lettuce is really an interesting, interesting group that plays a lot of different type music. But it's always worth listening to because you'll hear something that you haven't heard before because they're not afraid to do something kind of out of line, what we might consider out of line, yet somehow it fits. Because they have a way to put things together that make it work so well. So let's listen to Lettuce.
Convention Center. All the hits. All night long with CMA and ACM Award winner.
Maybe a Birmingham.
Tracy Lawrence.
Make it look just the way I planned.
Tickets on sale now at PearlRiverResort.com.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Shine down. Walk in it, man. Do you great. Do you great. All right. Handyman Show here at Super Talk. Sometimes I get the no-no song stuck in my... I did for about a month ago or maybe longer. I had that song stuck in my head for 2 days. I was like, no, I don't... I'm tired of waking up on the floor. I cannot find the door. It was just stuck in my head, and I couldn't get rid of it. I'm sure that has happened to more than just me to have a song stuck in your head from time to time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I get Barbarella stuck in my head. It's one of my favorites to get in there. You're like, what world am I in? Right
I mean,
now?
What am I supposed to do when
yeah,
I get
what am I doing with
how
this?
Do I get rid of that?
And it's like, how did it get in there? Really? I didn't hear it and just start humming Barbarella.
Just,
you know?
Out of the clear blue. Just who knows how can that happen? All right. Before we talking about chainsaws before we get into the music segment. I want to go back to that a little bit.
Hold on. I'm about to put up some pictures of our listener here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Larry has some great, great equipment at his shop. Go ahead and put
building
him up.
A, building a shed he's for got, the goodies.
He's got a great Kubota tractor and he's got everything he needs.
Dog. look at this. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Thank you for sending that, Larry.
Really?
That is progress. You got this amazing machine that you're going to have. And then you go, you know, maybe I need to have it under a shed. You get out there on a beautiful day,
and
you just extend it and make it work. And that's a handyman project, right? That's especially when you're covering something as pretty as that, that beautiful orange Kubota. Man, look at those implements on that.
That thing can do anything. Those are great.
Anyway, you go back to the chainsaw. I just wanted to highlight that. That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's important.
I'm envious.
Terry from Marshall also has a great Marshall from Terry has a great DIY tool collection. Amazing things. But we're talking about chainsaws. Here we go. Many types available, of course, battery-operated, gas-operated, and electric-operated, and there's handheld type, and there's also a smaller blade or just a trim saw type thing. They're all relatively dangerous, and all of them need to have safety equipment when you use a chainsaw always. A person who uses them regularly will have not only the proper helmet with the face guard and the earplugs, because a chainsaw can get loud when you use a particularly gas one, and they have chaps that are kind of cut resistant, if you will, and also they have gloves for using a chainsaw, which are also very sturdy. But it's noted that like over 40,000 people a year get injured by chainsaws in the United States.
And it's the kickback.
It's a kickback.
That kickback will get you.
So chainsaws are relatively dangerous. So if you're going to use one, be careful. Be careful using it. Pay full attention to it. Make sure you've got all the safety equipment. And keep in mind also, you can get what's called a pole saw, which is nothing but a chainsaw on a long pole, which is actually great for trimming branches and lifting the umbrella of your tree, if you will, lifting it up a little bit so you can walk under it. It really works extremely, extremely well.
One thing, too, is always make sure that you have a very sharp chainsaw blade, your chain, because that will affect the injury process.
Oh, it will.
You know, the harder you work, the worse that kickback is going to be, or you may get hung up in there and something bad happened.
And
you want to zip through that thing as quick as you can. If you're bogging down, pull out of that tree and go get you a file and get that thing sharpened up.
Yeah, you can sharpen it yourself, but there are also a lot of services that can
sharpen. Well, if you're out on the back 40, just take a file with you, and this thing starts bogging down on you, pull it out and sharpen those teeth a little bit.
Sharpen the teeth and make it bite a little better. It'll do you so much better. But, chainsaw's a great, great tool, but it's also a pretty dangerous tool, so be careful with it. All right, moving on a little bit, talk a little bit about interior painting. Almost all interior painting today that's sold is just about washable. The higher the sheen, the more washable it becomes. In other words, a flat finish, if you rub it too much to get dirt off it, you're going to actually be removing paint, and you don't want to do that. If you can help it, that means you're rubbing too hard. But flat is the hardest to clean. Anything from there on up starts having a little sheen to it, whether it be eggshell or satin or semi-gloss or even high gloss. They're very easy to clean. High gloss is particularly easy to clean. Just spray with any kind of household sprayer and wipe it down, and it cleans very well. Whereas flat is a little different. But again, most of the paint sold today is washable and it is cleanable. And it should be said that all of the walls in your house, even though they may look clean, you start looking around at the whole expanse of the wall and you'll start to see a dust buildup. They should be dusted from time to time. I would say probably annually you should go through your house and dust all the walls and ceilings just to get that dust removed from that area, because they do collect dirt and do collect dust that we're just not aware of. And if you don't think that's true, walk up to one of your doors. Right above the header trimming, there's a little ledge. Run your finger across that ledge one time above the door. look at your finger, and you go, oh my gosh, that's up there? I had that stuff in my house. Yes, you do. So keep it clean. Keep it as clean as you can. It's a good way to do it. All right, so again, all interior paint today, just about all of it is washable.
Well, let me ask you a question about paints. I always get kind of confused, and I'm not a great painter when it comes to house painting and all that. When you're looking at the different sheens of paint, mm-hmm. what is going to be, obviously you have gloss all the way down, but right. what are the best uses for those sheens? And, you know, I've always been curious about that. I've never really found a spot where you can say, oh, okay, well, I want a high gloss on this. And what is your opinion on that?
My opinion is very simple. I think on walls you should use what's called an eggshell, which has a little sheen to it, where sometimes when you look at it straight ahead, it almost looks flat. But when you look at it from the side, it has a little sheen to it. And that sheen can really make for a better wall than most new houses have flat paint on the walls. That's just what they do. It's just the least expensive way and the best way to make it look really, really, really well. But the higher the sheen, more blemish will show. In other words, flat will cover up a blemish better than a high sheen will. Now, once your walls either are eggshell or satin, and that's fine in most bedrooms and whatnot, but when you get into a bathroom or the kitchen, you want a little higher sheen than that, so it will repel some of the grease and some of the things that get on a bathroom wall, moisture and whatnot. So in those areas, I would use semi-gloss might be a little strong, but I'd be at least want to use a satin, maybe a semi-gloss in the bathroom. And then on the trim, definitely semi-gloss. And I know on trim, and a lot of people have been using in the past, a lot of high gloss. But I think high gloss is to the point where people are saying, it's too much. I think I want to go back to using a satin all the way. Or a semi-gloss all the way. And so to answer your question directly, I think the wall should be an eggshell, except in bathrooms and kitchens, and they should be a little shinier than that. And on trim, I think satin or semi-gloss is the best thing on trim.
So bathrooms, kitchen go a little brighter, a little shinier.
Oh,
and
for
then,
sure.
And then the normal walls, you're going to go with eggshell.
I think
and
so,
your
too.
Your trim, you're going to go with a satin. Is that correct? Or what'd you say on trim?
Yeah, on trim, satin or semi-gloss.
Okay. And your point falls on good ears here. Obviously, the more sheen, the harder it is to make it professionally done. Is that correct?
The higher the sheen, the less it covers a blemish.
Okay.
If you've got a real high sheen on something, you're not going to cover a blemish very well. Mm-hmm. It's going to show. It's going to really, whereas flat may cover a blemish. May not, but at least it'll disguise it a little bit, whereas a high sheen.
Now that you don't have the pockmarked ceilings anymore and you're painting the ceiling boards or the sheetrock, what are you putting on that? Same flat on a normal ceiling?
Most times they make a ceiling paint for the ceiling, and it is made just for that purpose. And generally,
because it's got more joints to kind of cover and things as the house shimmies and settles. I've seen where those pieces can show a line. So there's obviously a paint that's best for that.
Yeah, it is best for that, and it does come in, of course, in many different colors. And a lot of people are painting their ceilings many different colors these days. A lot of ceilings are being almost a contrasting color to the wall, which is, to me, kind of strange, but it happens. It happens a lot.
So, and you talk to Patton a great deal. Are there trends that we're seeing in color schemes? Obviously, the black and the white and the kind of the grays have been very popular for some time. Are we shifting out of that into other ranges now, or are we kind of staying there?
You know, that gray has just stuck around forever and ever, and it's going to be around for a while. Now, there are different shades of that gray or different tones that they shine from time to time, but still, you can put blue in it, and you can put brown in it, and you can put all sorts of things to make it look a little bit less gray or a little bit less, more whatever you want to make it, beige or something, but there are many grays available. But just the straight ahead gray is so popular and used so very, very much. So I think gray is still here. Have I seen it go down and dwindle a little bit and people using it? I haven't. I've seen nothing but grow.
Gray's here to stay.
Gray, for a while, is here to stay. I think, I really do believe there'll be a time where it'll go away. But I don't think it's anywhere near soon. I really don't. I think before too long, we'll probably be sitting in a gray studio. You think so?
You never know.
No, it could be gray tomorrow.
And we may keep it this way until, you know, you flip about three trends and you come back and it's like, hey, I'm glad we didn't change anything.
There's nothing wrong with the color of this studio either.
Oh, no.
It's just
very, very warm and comfortable. It's warm like home away from home.
It is. Yeah, for you.
I spend a little time here. So
you spend most of your time here.
Yeah. But I love our studio, and it's very usable and easy to get around.
I've said to many people in many places on many times that we have probably nationwide, we have a state-of-the-art type studio right here. We really do, whether it's, you know, because we are broadcasting and we're streaming and we're also on all of the social media platforms. You can pick us up on YouTube. You can watch us older shows on YouTube. You can see anything you want from Super Talk by just going to Supertalk.fm. Pretty much will get you anywhere, any place you want to go. And there is an app also available for Supertalk that you can get hold of that'll get you right to us. So you can put that on your phone as well, the Supertalk app. It's worth getting. It's a great product. But all right. Moving ahead, let's move a little bit to look at everybody's gray equipment. Boy, that picture, that tractor, I wish I was driving that today.
Oh, that's a beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish I was driving it around somewhere.
I would be scared to actually use it, though, as pretty as that is. I mean, that black
no, I wouldn't.
Bucket with teeth, I'd be like, man, I would know, like my dad, he would probably look at it for 2 months before he even had the guts to crank it and scrape it up. Because you know that's the first thing you're going to do is dig. Oh, I'm going to dig, and it's going to come back.
I grew up driving a tractor, so I learned how to drive is on a tractor. And it was I was 13 years old.
I might as well have learned on a tractor. It was a 76 Chevy short wheelbase, four-wheel drive.
So same.
Same thing, basically, yeah.
Same. But, yeah, we had a little... Well, I guess we had a little farm on Cape Cod. We really did, where we had vegetables and animals and all sorts of things. We sold vegetables. We had a vegetable garden. And I was stuck taking
That's
care
awesome.
Of them. Yeah. My brothers both went away to high school. And I had to take care of everything.
Oh,
all
you
of the animals.
In charge, yeah.
All of the vegetable gardens. And talk about weeding. Oh, my word. Go forever.
There'll be a lot of people out on tractors today.
Yes.
And I know, Richard, we had a good segment last week. They were at Scruggs up in Tupelo for Sports Talk on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that he came home with a new tractor because he was looking. He was he's shopping. I don't believe he did, but I also did get a picture of his farm area where he had a big bonfire going from where he had put up the brush, and you know he did some clearing like George Bush did. Got to clear that invasive cypress. But I love seeing those photos of people getting out and cleaning up and getting it done.
I wonder how long it'll be before Will has a tractor.
He might already have one. He doesn't let us know anything.
He has one of everything, pretty much. And he doesn't get the little ones. He gets the big ones. He doesn't get the 20-volt. He gets the 60-volt. He wants a big one. And it's probably the same with a tractor. Hey, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Take a short break. Don't go away. Be right back.
Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State. I like my insurance.
Yeah, I'll be around. You might think I'm crazy, but I don't care. What's that matter?
It's like when I look at that Kubota tractor, you know, it's like, you might think I'm crazy, but all I want is you.
All I want is you. That's it, baby. I want to go ride in my tractor today. Man, ride in your tractor. That'd be fun. All right. Handyman stuff. Let me take a minute and tell you about, Build Mississippi, a great organization that really cares about the future of this state because we are growing, folks. Mississippi is going to be, it has already made much progress in the area of growth, and we're going to make much more with industry coming into this state. Like, it's a great place to build industry because, one, it's plenty of land, plenty of, you know, great labor is going to be available. And through organizations like Build Mississippi and colleges and trade schools and high schools, all of that, and there's so many government programs that are just really doing everything they can to make the working man valid again, to make him the working person, let's just say man or woman, it matters not, that you can be a working person and make a very handsome living and have a very good life where just, you know, your weekends are off and you go to all the college football games you want to or do whatever you want on the week out on the reservoir on your little power boat, wherever it could be. But Build Mississippi will get you there with a short study program, a very low income, a very low output as far as getting prepared, college ready, or getting prepared for your apprenticeship in the field that you choose, whether it be welding or high-tech electrical or high-tech HVAC or working in the commercial industry at all. They can help you in so many different ways, driving heavy equipment. Build Mississippi is a great, great organization. I really think that, you know, look them up. Go to buildmississippi.com and check out and see what they offer and classes they offer, when they offer them, and how you can be a part of that, because you sure can. And for a very short period of time and a very small investment, you too can be ready to take on some of this industry that's coming our way in this state, Mississippi. You'd be happy you did. Okay. Tell you a little bit about Atlas Foundation. Atlas Foundation Repair. You got a slab foundation, need some work done to it. Hey, Tony Arpino can help you with that. You call him at 800-256-1010. That's Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation. When you want foundation done and done right and not have to worry about it coming back and doing it again in 3 to 4 and 5 or 6 years, Tony Arpino is a person to call. Atlas Foundation. Tony understands the soils in Mississippi. He's done a lot of studying. He's a physical engineer. He understands what's going on underneath your house all the time. And with soil testing and whatnot, he can tell you what is actually under the ground and what needs to be done to correct it. You call him 1-800-256-1010. 1010. That's Atlas Foundation Repair. Great company. You'll be happy you did. Really. Good organization. I like them a lot. Well, we did talk a little bit about trimming trees and cutting trees down, but I think it's important to know that no tree or bush should be rubbing against the siding of your home. It's detrimental to your house, for one thing. Two, it's like a bridge for insects to get into your home. And it creates mildew and mold, and I've seen it even scrape some of the paint off of the surfaces. So any kind of tree or shrubbery or bush that is so close to your house that it actually scrapes against your house should be cut back. I don't care if you have bushes in the front of your house or the back of your house, wherever they are. If they're anywhere near the house, cut them back. They should be at least, I would say, at least a foot and a half, 2 feet from the house. At minimum. And the same is true with your gardening. Don't run your garden right up to the edge of the house. Have a little space there. Have like maybe as much as 12 inches space between your house and the garden area so that there's no place for insects to crawl into your house. It'll help so very much by doing just that sort of thing in any kind of gardening. Don't run it right up. A lot of people run, and a lot of builders do this too, they'll run landscaping right up to the house and put so much of it next to the house that it actually covers the weep holes in your brick, and then all of a sudden your house isn't breathing. It isn't releasing the moisture as it should be. That's what weep holes do. They release the moisture in your home. You don't want to clog them up or build up your landscaping so high that it's, with all the pine straw and all the mulch that's available today, we tend to want to over stuff our landscaping and make it cover those holes up. Don't do that. That's not a good thought. You don't need to be doing that at all. Well, there are a few Frank Lloyd Wright houses here in the state, and I think there's a couple here in Jackson, as a matter of fact, they know of, that do pretty well. But he really believed the structure of any kind should be in harmony with nature. And that's the way he built. I mean, you can see waterfalls coming down through his houses and all looking like they belong where they're set. Because Frank Lloyd Wright really believed in building very natural-looking structures that look like they belong in the area that they're in. And not only that, but his son, John Lloyd Wright, which is his name, John, developed Lincoln Logs. I don't know if anybody's ever messed with Lincoln Logs or not, but I sure played with them my whole life.
Oh, I loved my Lincoln Logs. Lego and Lincoln Logs. I was an owner of all of them.
Man, you can really build some structures with those and build them. And the thing is, they're structurally sound, and they're built
well. I love the notches.
Yeah.
You had to have the short ones and the long ones and that's everything. It. Oh, it was great.
You can build a lot of stuff with it. It's fun to do. It's just so much fun with Lego. And Legos are the same way. You can build a lot with Legos.
You remember the old metal erector set?
Yeah, erector
I never
sets.
Had one of those, but I had friends that did. And the stuff that you could make with those.
My brothers had them.
Electrical engineering mindset. And
I had, oh, man, you can build a lot with that.
It was so cool.
Amazing what you can build with one of those. Those are pretty amazing little tools. But they're hard to find. I don't think you find many of them around anymore.
I think you probably have to special order something off of Amazon or something. Somebody's probably got them.
They got them somewhere.
You don't see them anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't see much around anymore. Well, that's for sure. But amazing. And I think people are too busy using smartphones and devices today to get involved with something as simple as Legos or Lincoln Logs. Whereas Lance probably spent his time doing Lincoln Logs or doing Legos or doing whatever. And I spent my time doing Erector sets and Lincoln Logs. I didn't get into Legos as much as a lot of you folks did, but a lot of folks really do. Hey, you've been listening for 2 hours of the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it every Saturday here on Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. We do a show every Saturday morning from 10 to 12. Hope that you join us. We're running statewide, plus we're on all of the platforms. My brother listens to us in the Philippines. So, I can tell you how far we reach a pretty good ways. So,
that's across the globe.
That's across the globe. And he'll pull us up and say, hey, that's my brother. And we'll watch it sometimes. He's crazy, though. We'll talk about that another time. All right. Thank you for today. Talk to you next week. Buddy Sloak saying, see you later.
Way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network. Supertalk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm. You can now watch Super Talk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Super Talk TV live on C Spire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more. News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online. supertalk.fm.
Wake up with Richard. Mornings with Richard Cross. Start your day with news, weather, sports, and the talk that'll keep you talking all day long. Mornings with Richard Cross on Super Talk Mississippi. Also on the Super Talk app.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito. With everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving amigo. Till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Ridgeland Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year winner John Dorsett, 601-790-2600. Pure Air Consultants has always been your go-to for reliable and affordable heating and cooling systems, and now we're offering an additional product to avoid the 25 to 30% increase that everyone is talking about. With Day and Night, a Carrier family product, your professionals at Pure Air Consultants can install a reliable heating and cooling system with a 10-year system warranty. Pure Air Consultants and Day and Night, providing ultimate comfort for your home for an affordable price. Call us today for your free quote, 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420, or find us online at mypureairconsultants.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.